You're listening to SBS News.
Some of Sydney's homeless, their advocates, and food providers are infuriated after the City of Sydney placed new barriers in Martin Place to limit vehicle access. The area, one of the city's major pedestrian malls, is a key location for food vans to provide much-needed support to some of the most vulnerable Australians. In an email sent last week that was verified by SBS News, the City of Sydney encouraged service providers to move on from Martin Place to social housing precincts where it says there's a much greater need. The email stated,
"Research conducted in 2019 demonstrates that there's a greater need for services in social housing precincts than on Martin Place, where only two people have been counted sleeping rough in the City of Sydney streets since February 2019.
Ricky Herrera is the founder of Schwag Family Sydney, an organization that has been providing free food, services, and support in the Central Business District for over 20 years. In the past 4 months, he's given away 30,000 meals in the Central Business District.
The council say there's only two rough sleepers in this area in Martin Place. If you look around, you come around with me one night, and you'll see that we gave over 400 sleeping bags to people that were sleeping on the streets. We've given over 30,000 meals in the four-month period that every single service closed down. These people had nowhere to get food."
Mr. Herrera thinks the City Council is trying to push the homeless out of the Central Business District.
Okay, for the last probably 7 years, Martin Place has been a centre for food sourced to the city's homeless. So it's been a centre location for people that didn't know where to get food, couldn't find access to sleeping bags, so on. They'd meet at Martin Place. By having the bollards there, what they're doing is trying to slowly drive out the homeless, so shut the services and hopefully everyone will go away, everyone will move.
The City of Sydney Safe City Manager, Trina Jones, says the bollards had to be put up at Martin Place under federal anti-terrorism guidelines. She says the city works closely with Sydney's homeless community.
"We know that people in Sydney are experiencing homelessness, and that's why we're working with the state government and our partners to ensure that everyone who's experiencing homelessness can get the support they need. We've got people on the streets 7 days a week engaging with people sleeping rough and linking them to support services. But we know that we can't solve homelessness without housing, and that's why we urgently need more social and affordable housing so that those who need access to support can get it."
Nonetheless, many remain skeptical of the city's motives. Shane Hewing is a market analyst by day who cooks for the homeless by night. He believes the bollards demonstrate a lack of care.
"I think it's a lack of empathy. You know, you need to understand that when we have these problems, we can't just move them or move people to like another location, which is more convenient. We need to actually address the issues in play. And if you're putting in place these bollards or these, you know, things to move people around, it puts in literally those physical barriers to people getting the help that they need. And it's a rather dehumanizing thing."
Maury, a homeless man in his 70s, has been sleeping rough in the CBD since 1989. He fears the bollards are a move against the homeless.
"Well, it's going to stop people grouping at Martin Place for their necessities, which is food. Simply that. And a lot of people around the city metro area rely on Martin Place. There are other places to go, but a lot of them rely on Martin Place because it is really central to everything and has been for some years."
It has left some service providers facing the dilemma of parking further away or parking illegally in order to continue their work. Sarah Garnett is the founder of the Footpath Library, a charity that provides free books and hot drinks for the homeless in Sydney. She was upset to receive the email from the City of Sydney and feels the construction of the bollards is an assault on the homeless community and culture.
"We've been suggested to us that we move down to Queen Square because we're not allowed to park on the pavement here anymore. But for the moment, we're going to continue to do that. What the council doesn't recognise is that this is actually a place of cultural significance for the people experiencing homelessness that come here. It is a gathering place. It's not just about how many people sleep homeless here. It's about them coming here. Any sugar for you, sir? Coming here because they can gather here. whether or not you're sleeping in public housing or whether you're sleeping rough, this is a place where you can come and you can actually get a cup of tea, a coffee, a book, a scarf, a pair of spectacles, some clothes, and you can have a conversation and feel socially included, which is really important. And by removing our community somewhere else, you're fracturing that way of communicating.
Dr. Peter Rogers is a senior lecturer and sociology professor at Macquarie University in Sydney. He too believes the bollards are an excuse to take action against the homeless community.
Hostile vehicle mitigation is a standard tactic used in hardening high-profile targets. However, New South Wales Police were very clear there's no credible threat to Martin Place at this time, so it's not really clear why these measures are being required at this time. A cynic might say that this represents the next stage of a continuous assault on the homeless in the CBD of Sydney, they who have long suffered at the hands of the current government. The ruse of citing public safety and anti-terrorism as justification for installing blockades builds on the travesty of the Sydney Public Reserves and Public Safety Bill of 2017, a law that explicitly denies the rights of homeless people to free and peaceful assembly and association in certain specific locations, such as Martin Place in the city centre. The use of anti-terrorism architecture is another tactic of the same stripe, now targeting those that attempt to provide services to the homeless in the CBD. And one has to wonder what it says about the heart of our city that the vulnerable people who use it are being treated this way.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.